Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this weekend I went to my very first 90s bar.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good decade.
I know. Well, I didn't really want to go. And then a group of friends were going and I was just kind of at home in my PJs saying like wasn't doing anything actually. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll go and I'll have a good time. It turns out that they were having a themed party.
Okay.
And it was a T-Swift themed party.
Ah.
Yes, it was so much fun.
The 90s place was putting on Taylor Swift.
The 90s place was putting on a Taylor Swift themed party. So everyone came and they played some other songs too, but for the majority of the time it was Taylor Swift songs.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to throw it out there. If you ever find an opportunity to go to a Taylor Swift themed party, please go, because it was so much fun. I danced my heart out. It did feel like a younger crowd.
Well, yeah.
But I knew every single word.
Well, and that's not the typical music you find at like a bar or a club.
Yeah. Not at all. So like it was just a bunch of people just singing their hearts out and dancing. And it's funny because it's not really like danceable.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Music. It's not like
it's
club
more like
music.
Jumping around, singing
exactly.
into someone's soul.
I was twirling. I was essentially, yeah, I was naturally. Just kind of twirling and bopping around. But yeah, it was a really
good
time.
Do you want to sing a snippet of your favorite song of the night?
Favorite song of the night? Do I?
Yes, please.
You've got that James Dean daydream. Look at me. We can cut that, Mark.
Nailed
that was terrible.
It. Don't cut it, Mark.
Hello, Taryn. I feel like I haven't seen you since this time last week.
Yes.
And that's
little
rare.
Little do
that's
you
rare.
All know, we're just using this podcast. I'm using this podcast as an opportunity to hang out with my friend and stare into her eyes for,
you
know.
The staring into your eyes part is a real thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've looked this intently at you in our lives at all, in our friendship at all, until we started this podcast. I feel like I have no choice but to look at you.
Well, because usually we're sitting, like, think about it. We're either in a car.
Yeah, we're usually driving
or
somewhere.
Or we're on a couch watching TV. So we don't necessarily sit and stare at each other.
That sums up everything that we do together. We're driving
pretty
somewhere
much.
Or we're watching something.
Pretty much. But welcome to Unsolicited Advice.
Hello, welcome.
We are, you know, we're super established now. We've been doing this for so long. If this is your first time listening, we basically answer people's questions.
Mm-hmm. We try.
We listen to stories. We
love
try to
stories.
Help them. Mm-hmm. And if you are like, hey, how can I get a piece of this cake?
Sure.
Was it? Oh, a piece of this action.
I mean,
is that the thing?
I feel like I'd prefer cake, but.
Okay. Do you want a piece of this cake? You can send your situations or stories to adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
That's it. Yep.
Yes.
And we would love to hear all of your stories
with
all of the juicy details.
Yes.
We prefer if you title them, but no pressure if you don't want to title it. We're not going to force you to do
it. Let's clarify. Ashley would love you to title it, but you know what? If you don't title it, title it. Don't worry, she'll do it for you.
I will.
Because it means
just
that much
that.
To her.
I'm going to assume that if you don't title it, you're leaving it blank for a reason. And it's for me to fill it in.
Pretty much.
With what I think should be the title.
Pretty much. Oh, we have a Facebook.
We have a Facebook now.
We
guys,
do.
Taryn made us a Facebook. This is for you guys. Really?
It took me way longer than like a young savvy kid probably would have taken, but I did it.
Don't say that. You
I
did
created,
it so fast.
I created a button.
You created a button.
I didn't even know you could do that. Yeah, it's like it was like, do you want to create a button? And I was like, I don't know what that means, but let's do it.
What does
and
that mean?
You push it and it sends us an email. So you can send us an email with a click of a button.
Guys, you don't even have to remember our complicated email anymore.
You're welcome.
Just go to our Facebook page and click the button.
Yes. If you click it and it goes to a weird site, I'm sorry. I'm still learning.
We're going to blame it all on Taryn. Come at her, not me. It's not my
fault. But our goal is for like it to be, you know, because we're reading these stories. We're like... Uh-huh. creating these like human connections, you know, from people who listen to hearing about other people's stories. So you guys can go on and like actually be like talking to people who are part of the UA fam.
Yeah. I like that a lot, actually. Sweet. That's going to be great. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Also, talking about like making connections, obviously, we come every single day with emails from you guys. While I was scrolling through emails trying to find, you know, something to talk about today, I saw an email from this from Sage.
Hi, Sage.
Hi, Sage. He says, or she says, we don't know. They say,
I think Sage is a girl.
Your podcasts are the best. I don't have any questions to send in, but I was wondering if you could talk about your favorites of the month. Whether
what
it be like
it?
TV shows, songs, artists, whatever. Love listening to new music. Love the podcast, Sage. I thought that was so much fun.
That is fun.
And it, you know, I have read a lot of things of people saying that they want to hear stories, our stories more.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what stories to say, but
yeah,
favorites,
yeah.
I can do that.
It's May.
Oh,
it's May.
I know my, oh, my favorite, I can tell you my favorite day in May.
Okay,
you
sure.
should know this. Like, if you don't know this, I'm slightly disappointed.
I'm pretty sure it's the 4th.
Why?
Because Star Wars, and because 4 is your favorite number.
Yes.
But because Star Wars.
May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm obsessed with the number 4, so it's
waiting,
a great day.
I was waiting for you to post about it.
Well, I forgot because I was at a wedding and my life has been insane lately.
Guys, but Taryn has had wedding after yes. wedding after wedding. And I'm not kidding. She's in every single one of them.
It's always a bridesmaid.
Always a bridesmaid. It's so funny, but she's been going like crazy. That's why yeah. I haven't seen her in a long time because she's been in so many weddings.
True that. But that's my favorite. What's a May favorite for you?
May favorite for me, I feel like I'm obligated to say Game of Thrones because
oh, yeah.
it's, you know, where winter came.
Yeah.
It's here.
It's
upon
here.
Us.
It's upon us.
And yeah, Game of Thrones has been taking over my life
yes.
every single Sunday. And then I've been listening to podcasts.
Bend of course
the Knee. Bend the Knee has been my favorite. I've been listening to it Monday and Friday. And like it, ending the episode, I listen to it on Monday. And then they do like a recap on Friday and like predictions for the next episode.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's been so good. So I've been listening to them a lot. They're called Bend the Knee. If you guys
that's
are
cool.
Game of Thrones fans.
Get on it.
Also, since Sage asked about music, I have a brand new band that I'm obsessed with, and they're called Refs. And they're kind of like a kind of poppy, kind of like an indie pop vibe, I guess. But it's R-E-F-S. And I found them on Spotify recently, and I'm obsessed with them. I've been listening to them nonstop. So, Sage, if you want new music, you should check out Refs because
yes.
they're my jam lately.
Yes. Also, No Rome just came out with his new EP not that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Taryn's a big
love
fan
him.
Of No Rome. Also, we just saw him.
Yeah, well, at Coachella, he came out, and it was so funny because everyone around was like, who is that? And mm-hmm. I was like, it's No Rome. I just kept yelling. I was
she kept
everyone.
Screaming it. And
I
then
love
the
him.
Whole time I was sitting here, and like, I didn't realize he had blue hair, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's had red hair. He's had blue hair.
Okay, because he came out on stage and everyone, you seemed to know who he
oh,
was.
Of course
so
I
kept sitting here thinking, how come I don't know who he is? And I kept looking at him. I was like, I don't know. He has blue hair. I don't
him.
Know anyone that
and
looks
his
like
big
him.
Old glasses. He's mm-hmm. great. So, yes, those are some things.
Yeah.
So there you go, Sage.
Yeah. We got some favorites for you and some new artists for you. And I feel so productive because that's just like checking things
just
off
boom,
my
boom.
List.
How is anything stand out this week for you?
This week, aside from the Taylor Swift thing, no, not really.
Oh, yeah.
I've just been vlogging a lot.
Nice.
Which has been fun.
Proud of you.
Yeah,
proud
thank
of you.
You. I fell off the vlog game for a hot minute and you know, we're getting back into it. I didn't stop. I would still upload, but they would be, you know.
Little nuggets.
Little nuggets here and there, and like long stretches of days in between
yeah.
and then like pick it back up again. But yeah, so we're back on the vlog game if y'all missed the vlogs. I said
y'all.
I never say y'all.
I say y'all.
You know what's been happening? I have a lot of friends out here that are from the Midwest
yeah.
that I see regularly, and they say it, and it's starting to rub off on me.
I feel it.
I can
I dig
feel it.
It
happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had something happen this weekend that was another prime example of why, like, that things happen to me that happened to no one else.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So this weekend I was at a wedding. It was great. I got to walk down the aisle carrying a baby because there was too many girls versus guys. So I literally walked carrying a child, like, down the aisle, and it was just the most beautiful experience of my life. And
we're very different people.
Yes. Oh, I loved it.
That sounds very stressful to me.
No, I loved it. I also picked up a curling iron by the wrong end and like severely burned my entire hand. So that sucked.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, so it's been a fun weekend. But we went to this brunch after the wedding. And there's all these tables, all these people. We go to like open our silverware. And I was like, why did they give us two knives? And everyone was like, what are you talking about? I was like, but when I unwrap my napkin, there's two butter knives. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't understand why they give us two knives. Nobody in the entire place, everyone got a fork and a knife. But me, at the seat that I selected, I had two butter knives.
These things only happen to Tara. Only. We should create a hashtag. And when these things happen, you need to take a picture of them. So we can start having proof of these stories. Because I feel like I've mentioned to you guys before in past episodes that when I first met Taryn, all these stories that she would tell me, I kind of didn't believe her.
I don't think a lot of people believe me.
I kept thinking to myself, there's no way all this stuff happens to one person. But the more that I started hanging out with you and then the more like our friendship blossomed, as it were, I would be like witnesses to all of these things. Like I'd see it happen firsthand and I'd be so shocked.
Yeah.
So we're just going to put it out there from now on. When things like this happen, you need to take a photo of it and I'm going to post it and we're going to create a hashtag so the world can understand all of the struggles.
Yeah, no, it's hard
that come in your life. It's really hard.
I was walking across, like, trying to get up in the stands for one of my brother. He was coaching one of his football games. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, walking. There's all these people walking. A stray football comes flying and just freaking smacks me in the head.
Oh my God.
And I look over and I was just like, son of a, I was so mad. And this little kid was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't even know how it went that way. And I'm like, I literally, like, I'm a magnet.
You're like a magnet. And it's all this horrible stuff is just drawn to you.
Anyway, so that was my weekend. Good times. Let's go ahead and get into stories,
Let's. I'm very excited.
I think
excited
we talked and you have like more of like a deep one.
Yeah, mine is a little more serious.
So let's do, not that mine isn't serious, but like let's just do, because mine's a little shorter. Should I go first?
Okay, yeah, let's do the shorter one first.
Okay.
I feel like that's what we end up doing all the time.
That is very true.
It's a good routine.
It's a good routine. Also, we read someone's comments that called us out on how we say like.
Oh, it's true.
I just want to say.
We're like, triggered. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, did you hear me? I just want to say, like.
Shoot. No, we can't say anything.
Honestly, this episode's going to be rough because I'm probably going to be thinking about it now.
Yeah.
But none of this is scripted. Like, oh,
we're, see?
That's I know. I can't. We're just sitting here just talking. Mm-hmm. And like is a filler word. Like, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when I'm reading something and then I'm offering advice, like, it's just coming. Don't look at me. Just coming out.
Yeah.
So what would you rather have, us saying like, but it being a more natural, genuine feel, or me reading from a paper, okay? I'm triggered.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, really, I don't mind. My dad always tells me I say like too much, but.
Yeah. It's I understand.
Yeah.
That can be annoying. So I'm going to try my best to not say it as often.
Why don't you guys just make it a drinking game? Oh. Everybody take a shot when you hear
the
word like.
Whenever you hear the word like, just go ham. And maybe start listening to us on a Friday.
Yeah. Or coffee or water. Whatever you're into. Friday night. If you feel like you're not hydrated, sit with the water bottle. Take a swig.
We got you.
What do we say like?
We're going to get your health level to the next level. Just listen to us.
That was pretty good, Ash.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to get started now.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is from Jessica.
Hello Jessica. Jess.
She said, hi, Ashley and Taryn. My question or story is this. I work in retail full time in the fulfillment department. I don't even know what that means.
Fulfillment?
Fulfillment department. I've never worked in retail.
Fulfillment department. I did for like a summer and I don't remember anything being called fulfillment department.
Well, luckily this story doesn't have to do with her department. Like she doesn't need help in that area. So I'm just going to roll right past that.
Yeah, okay. Let's just shake that off because I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she explains. So dumb. I swear I read this before. Yes, I did. Okay.
Oh my God.
She says, we do online and in-store pickup. I'm so stupid. Okay. We do online and in-store orders, buy online, pick up in-store. Oh, like you buy
you
online.
You order online, you pick it up in the store. I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. We are a super busy department. Also, let me just say, I love my job, my coworkers, and my direct boss, Ashley, her direct boss.
There's so many Ashleys out there.
There are a lot of Ashleys. Yes, that's true. In fact, when I was younger, I didn't like having a unique name. Because, like, it was embarrassing in school. You know, like, when you're young, you want as
everything's
little...
Everything's weird when you're young. Attention.
Yes. So, like, when the first days of school, I would get so embarrassed. And I would literally have anxiety when they were coming to mine. Because without fail, they'd be like, Tarine, Tarne, Tanya. And I would just sit there. And then everyone starts laughing because they pronounce your name wrong, you know? Yeah. And so then I'd get, like, so embarrassed. So I remember telling my mom, why couldn't you have named me Ashley?
Yeah, that's so funny because I hated my name Ashley because on a completely different side of the spectrum, there was always multiple Ashleys in the room. Mm. So it never failed. I had to be Ashley M.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
there was an Ashley C and there was an Ashley T. Yeah, you know, there was always multiple Ashleys. And then I kind of feel you on this because my last name is McDonald.
Yeah.
And whenever the kids found out my last name, all the fast food restaurant jokes would come out. Like, they would ask me for fries. They'd ask me for shakes. They would, like, you know, it was like, is Ronald your dad? I'd be like, no, you idiot. Like, leave me alone.
No.
But, yeah.
No, it's rough.
It's just, you know, that time in life is just, it's a rough.
It is a rough
go. We should get back to the story.
Again. Every time I listen to our stories, I realize how many tangents we go on.
So many.
But we always bring it back.
We do. And it comes full circle. Yes.
Okay. So her boss's name is Ashley. She says, my problem is our store manager. Basically, one afternoon, it was me and one other guy. We were super busy. So I called our store manager and told her we were busy and asked if she could send someone over to help us for an hour or two. Let me just say, this woman is Jekyll and Hyde. You never know what mood she's in. So anyway, she does send someone to help, and I'm thinking to myself, I did a good thing. The next day, I got told off by the store manager through my boss that I've been here long enough to know I shouldn't call her with my problems and should have just called my boss, even though she wasn't there. So she was off.
Yeah.
I haven't cried at work in a long time, and I cried because I was so angry. I've had that where you, like, cry because you're angry and, like, that almost makes it even worse because you're, like, embarrassed that you're crying, which just, like, triggers more and more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember one of my first jobs, my boss saying something to me, and I don't even remember what it was, and I just remember being so upset about it because I remember it specifically not being my fault and not knowing what to do about it, but feeling so frustrated, and I just start crying. And so it's an automatic response sometimes, and it makes me feel weak, so I would always run to the bathroom and, like, get it out of my system and then come back, and because I never wanted them to see, because if they saw me cry, then I felt like...
You feel dumb.
I feel dumb, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I shouldn't, totally agree. But that's how I
It's how it is, yeah. Okay, so my question is, how can you respect a manager that you don't like? My boss, Ashley, thought I did the right thing, and she was very nice about it. But as far as our store manager, I have zero respect for her. This woman passes by me every day asking, how's it going? Acting like this never happened. What advice do you have for me? Thanks a lot. I honestly, this one stuck out to me because I feel like this is a very common thing.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time when you talk to friends and you ask them about their days or whatever, a lot of times they want to vent about their boss, like, or someone they work with that they, like, don't have respect for. But then there's that whole, like, professionalism that you have to deal with where it's not appropriate to, like, sass back or, you know,
or
actually
talk to
say
other employees about it.
Totally. Because it always gets
that's
back.
Why you end up going home to friends and family. And that's why, like, Horrible Bosses is a movie, you know, because people get so frustrated, but they have no one to talk to about it, so they end up just telling friends and family.
Yeah, I had a situation with a boss, like, a while ago where I had zero respect for him, and it was really hard for me, and I went home crying a lot just because you, like, kind of, like, hold in all that frustration. And something that helped me, and this is I'm getting on a tangent a little bit, but, like, not really.
Probably not.
So. There's this theory, or it's kind of like an approach called collaborative problem solving, and it's something that you use a lot of times with, like, little kids.
Okay.
This I'm, like, getting into, like, obviously what I do, but but the whole approach is basically, like, instead of just, like, coming at a problem and telling someone you did this wrong and this is how you need to correct yourself type of thing, you bring them into that process, and you also lower like certain expectations that you have on a person.
Okay.
So, and their main theory is that kids or people, because it totally translates to like any area of life, would do better if they could.
Okay.
So it's like super simple, but it's basically saying like every time someone has something where like, so for instance, like a boss that like yells at you and is like super aggressive or mean or whatever, they're showing you in that moment that they are lacking a specific skill to be able to communicate in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So whether they, you know, are like really stressed out or they just don't have healthy social emotional skills or whatever. So it's basically saying like when you see someone acting out in a way, you can kind of step back and see like, well, they're lacking right now.
Yeah.
And you don't take it as personally. Does that make sense?
I love that. And I feel like that even though you're saying this is a thing that's used with children, but this is clearly something that can go all the way up to adulthood and past that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, yeah. So that's what I would say is like start to look at your boss as like, I mean, they're a human being and they obviously like for someone to like freak out and like turn from Jekyll to Hyde in like a second, it means like she obviously has something going on or like she doesn't have the ability to process her emotions in a correct way.
Yeah.
So almost if you look at it that way, you start to sympathize kind of a little bit and you don't take it as personally because you're like, this is their own ugliness going on inside of them. So like, I'm not going to let that affect me, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And then obviously if they ever cross a line or you're miserable, then I would start looking for someone else.
Right.
Not someone else, somewhere else to work.
Yeah. Crossing a line is a completely different situation. So I agree with that. But as far as the other thing goes, I was going to say something similar because I've had so many different jobs in the past. And I've had bosses that I loved and I've had bosses that I hated. And, it was really hard, but now that it's weird because now I'm self-employed and technically I don't have a boss.
Do you hate your boss?
But I have to be my own boss. So I feel like looking back now, I'm realizing the amount of things that they had to juggle probably.
Yeah.
And they can't get mad or vent on anyone else, so they vent on the employees when they make a mistake.
Yeah, and like know? HR could have just reached out to your boss and been like, this is ridiculous, these extra hours you're approving, blah, blah, blah. And so then she takes that embarrassment or whatever and like
puts it out.
Yeah, like word vomits on you.
Yeah. Which sucks.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. If she's making you feel like she's like attacking you and this is happening all the time, then like obviously you got to make a choice for like your own health. Like it's not healthy to work somewhere where you feel horrible all the time.
Right.
But at the same time, honestly, like for me, it helps me when I start to just see the humanity in people. And then you kind of like, you're like, huh, I wonder what's going on or I wonder where that came from. And then sometimes you're able to have a healthy conversation later and just be like, hey, like, you know, I'm really sorry. Like you seemed very upset and you definitely were very angry when you talked to me. So it kind of addresses like you kind of chewed me out, but like without being like you chewed me out.
Yeah.
And just saying like, I'm really sorry. Like this is where I was coming from, you know. Please let me understand, like, how I can handle this different next time. And then maybe that'll help just kind of open the communication. But that's kind of what I would say about this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I feel like there is a way, just like parents, like, there's a way to talk to bosses. So, obviously, not all bosses are great. Like, there are the terrible ones that just, like, chew you out for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
But in those situations, I would just try to be the better person the entire time and hopefully they'll like notice it. But in other situations when they are obviously stressed and going through stuff, there's a way to say what you need to say in the most polite and passive way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't always encourage passivity, but when someone talks to you a certain way or talks down on you in that tone, like in this situation right here, I think give them time, give them space, brush it off because you know it's not you.
Yeah.
And you, if you didn't actually do something wrong, you did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and then come back maybe when you clock out or when the day's done or the stress is over, go back to them and just be like, hey, I just wanted to see like if you're okay.
Yeah.
Because you seemed off today. when you told me to do this. And then sometimes I think repeating what they said kind of like sparks it.
Yeah.
Kind of triggers what they said in their brain and they realize what they said.
Yeah.
And then it gives them an opportunity to apologize. Totally. But you're also in the most polite way standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want you to get walked over, and you don't deserve to be walked over or chewed out like that. So definitely stand up for yourself. But there is a time and a place and a way to do it, because we have to, like, they're still the boss.
Yeah.
And you have to respect that.
Or you can just be like, do you have any diseases? Because you spit on my face when you yelled at me. And I just want to know if I need to go to the doctor.
Or that too. I feel like I'd love that.
You got this. Hopefully we helped you a little bit. And
bosses, boss work situations.
Thanks for sharing your situation with us, Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being vulnerable with us.
Yes.
And moving on to the next story. Break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description, and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app, and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little Unsolicited Advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice for your friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And that would mean so much to us. And back to the show.
Welcome back. Ash, if I look like I'm winking at you, I'm not. My eye's twitching so badly.
My eye is bugging me too. I feel like there's an eyelash in here. The entire time you were telling your story, I was having to focus and also try to find this missing eyelash in my eye.
I was so bad because we look at each other, obviously. Yeah. And so like my eye would twitch, and then like I'd close it really fast to like try to make it stop.
We're both
and
doing the same thing.
I was like, I hope she's not getting distracted thinking like.
I mean, I was distracted from my eye, but no, I listened fully, but I was just having a hard time on my own. But I didn't even notice you doing that, probably because I was distracted with my own problem. Anyway.
All right. What you got for us?
I have a story today from Julia.
Hi, Julia.
And this one's a little more heavy. Ooh. So I'm going to just kind of go ahead and throw that out there.
Okay.
The title, which she titled this.
Not nice.
Me. I do want to just make that clear. She titled this, How Do You Deal with a Mentally Ill Mother?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and get on into it.
Okay.
She says, Dear Ashley and Taryn, my name is Julia. And first of all, I want to say that I love your podcast a lot.
Thanks,
girl. That means so much.
That means so much.
She continues saying, so I don't really have a story, but more of an extremely difficult and stressful situation. And I'm kind of getting sick of it. I go to high school, so obviously I still live with my parents. It's sort of always been normal in our family that my parents fight all the time and my brother and I have to deal with it. It's been like this since I was a little kid. The last couple of months, though, have been even more difficult because my mom has been diagnosed with a mental illness and my brother has been giving her a really hard time with it. Just so you understand this better, my mom turns the tiniest problems into something huge. For example, we had a huge fight because my dad and I wanted to have strawberries for breakfast. Or another time, she started crying in the middle of an airport because my brother and I got some food and she wasn't okay with it. The fight might also be about me or my brother behaving badly, but weirdly in the end, it always ends up being about my mom and father. Overall, there has just been a lot of yelling and crying at home. What makes it very annoying is that she never says that she's sorry. But I guess all of this is because of her illness. However, it's been worse the last couple of months because my brother got a girlfriend who is the best person ever, but my parents don't seem to like her, which is always hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
All of that doesn't make the fights any better, and day after day, I watch my mom falling deeper and deeper into depression. She's really sad all the time, and I hate seeing her like that because she is normally such an awesome woman. I feel like I have to take care of her, which is so stressful. High school itself is the most difficult thing ever because you have to deal with all sorts of people. I feel like I have no one to talk to about this. My dad is at work 24/7, and my older sister just recently moved to a different city. My brother doesn't understand my concerns, and my best friend never gets how bad it actually is at home. How do I deal with this? Do you have any tips? I'm sick of feeling sad and empty all the time because of how things are at home. I do try to stay positive, and whenever I'm not at home, I'm good at forgetting about it, but eventually I come home to a sick mom and an angry brother every day. I'd be really happy if you talked about this on your podcast because I believe there are a lot of teenagers out there who don't know how to deal with their families fighting all the time. Love, Julia.
Oh my gosh.
I know, this is so sad.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like high school in general, your relationship with your parents at that time is such a tricky spot to be in on its own, let alone when you have so many moving pieces like this and one of them being mental illness.
Oh, totally.
So I've never actually experienced something like this. So I don't have anything to kind of draw from, but I have had a lot of friends who have had similar situations.
Yeah.
So I feel like any advice that I have moving forward is coming based off of that. The first thing that I did want to say was that I remember I had a friend who mentioned this before, and I went online to double check, and it is there. I just wanted to confirm before I said it out loud. It's a mentalhelp.net website.
Uh-huh.
And she went on there all the time because they have not only like information and stuff like that about different mental health illnesses and stuff like that, but they have chat rooms, which thought is really cool. And I remember her going on there, and it's kind of like a Google chat where you can type in a question and random people can come in and give you advice and answers or, hey, like, I don't know where to find this. Hey, click this link kind of thing.
Totally.
And I remember her saying specifically that this was really helpful because, one, they were complete strangers. They had no idea who she was. They didn't have to see each other face to face. So she felt like she could be very vulnerable with them instead of just, like, for example, if you were journaling about your frustrations, you don't really get feedback.
Yeah.
And you don't always feel comfortable telling people, even people that you're super close with and you love, about your mom.
Well, especially if you're not getting the responses that you feel like you need. Like if you're telling a friend, you know, these traumatic things and it's like this really raw place and your friend's kind of like, okay, well, big deal. Like, yeah, my mom's annoying too, and walks away.
Yeah.
Then it's like you're not going to feel as comfortable coming to that person because you're like, I know that I'm not going to get what I need right now.
Yeah. And on the other side, I'm trying to really understand Julia's perspective. As hard as it is that your mom has this mental illness, I'm sure this has probably happened already where people say, If you do vent or you do open up a little bit, people are probably going to be like, oh, well, she didn't mean it. Or, you know, because she didn't. And there is the illness to be considered. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that it's right that you're being treated this way.
Yeah.
You know? So I hopefully people in this chat room will understand her perspective and say, no, it's not okay. Yeah. And, you know, kind of maybe help her through that. So maybe that's something she could check out.
Yeah. Well, there's something about, like, unless you've gone through it, and even if you've gone through, you know, say, like, I had a death in the family and you've had a death in the family, I can tell people how I felt and what I related to, and that can help you, but there's also going to be differences from your story too. So it's like you can't really understand what someone's gone through unless you've gone through it yourself, but then they also are going to have different perspectives and different things that help them. And you know, I know, like, when I had a family member pass, all the people that would come to me and be like, you know, he's in a better place, or, oh, you know, give me, like, these things that, like, I felt like were normal responses when someone passed, I didn't realize how much that, like, pissed me off. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, that doesn't make me feel better right now. Yeah. Like, I'm sad, and, like, just let me be sad, you know? Yeah. But it was the people that were just like, my heart is with you. If you need anything, let me know. And just let me, like, have that space and, like, let me know they were there and thinking about me. But you know what I mean? And that changed the way that now I deal with anyone who has someone pass away.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's so powerful about finding places where there is that common ground, because all these people are probably going through similar situations and can either direct you, or they can just be those people that just respond in a way that you feel like you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I feel like that'd be really helpful for her. And obviously, the more you talk about it, the easier it is to process.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know it'll be hard starting off, but I would talk to as many people as you possibly can. Yeah. I know sometimes it can feel like you're burdening people, or you don't want to bring someone down with this really serious topic. But honestly, the more people you talk to, the better, because you'll begin to form your own opinion and be able to, no longer have to deal with it inside your head all the time. And then the other thing I was going to say was, I read while I was on mental health, mentalhealth.net, that in a lot of situations, the person with the illness, has a really hard time communicating, especially one-on-one, with their emotions. Because if you at all blame them for anything, then they immediately over-exaggerate and throw defenses up, even though it's not necessary. It's just part of the illness. So one of the best things to do to communicate with them is writing letters, which is something Taryn talked about a while ago on the podcast. And this works in life, period.
Yeah.
I think is where Taryn was going with this, because it helps you get your thoughts onto paper. And this is something you don't necessarily have to give to your mother right away.
Yeah.
But you can write your feelings out and kind of store those letters away. And then if and when you do feel like you're in a good place with your mom, then you can always give her one of the letters.
Yeah.
And if she's in, like, a better place that day or in a happier state that day, maybe she'll be able to understand it more.
Yeah. No, I think that's such a good idea. And I think this just came to my head, but I think, honestly, the biggest thing that kind of concerned me when I'm hearing her talk, like, because she's got, like, Julia, you have so much on your plate.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I think, like, you need to acknowledge that, like, it's really hard. Like, I can't even comprehend what you're going through. My heart definitely goes out to you. But I can hear in just, like, the stuff you're saying that you're starting to get in not a good place. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you know, I was just on the airplane the other day. And I remember, like, I used to always get so frustrated when they would say, you know, if there's a loss of oxygen, these masks will fall. And it would say, put your mask on before helping, like, your child. And I was always like, no, like, you make sure the kid has their mask on first before you put your own. Like, that's so selfish. And I remember, like, someone finally describing it to me and being like, if you're dead, you can't help anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not healthy, you can't help.
You can't.
And that, like, that's just what's coming to my mind right now is, like, you've got to make sure your mask is on so that you can help your mom put on a mask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so right now, like, you got to make sure your heart is okay. And it sounds like when you're away from the situation, there is some peace that comes with that. So maybe that means getting involved in some activities, or maybe you start to go on walks where you listen to music, or you start to like have your little things that you're kind of filling up your cup,
de-stress you
know?
You. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that way, when you go to your mom, you're in a more healthy state. So when she is freaking out about stuff, it's kind of like what I said about the first thing, like you're able to see
it
specifically, like you're not seeing her as like, oh my gosh, she's frustrating me, but it's almost like you see her and you see her illness separate, and you can separate it to be like, this is not my mom yelling at me right now, this is like
this is the illness.
The illness that she has,
yeah,
and it kind of will give you that cushion. So that's my biggest thing I would say is like, you've got to make sure you're healthy, because in the end, like, you're not going to be able to help her, and it's going to drag you somewhere if like you keep letting that kind of pile on you the way that it does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, definitely. And I think that'll be the great thing for her. You're obviously, Julia, a very strong girl. But I do want to say also, another thing that could help you is finding an adult mentor of some kind.
Oh, yeah,
if
totally.
Your mom is not available right now and your dad's busy at home probably or working, probably trying to pay medical bills. There's a lot of, sometimes schools offer counseling.
Yeah.
You can find some online, but if there's a close family friend or someone that you feel comfortable with, that you could start opening up with, I think you would find yourself really thriving and being able to understand the situation a lot better. If you have someone kind of mentoring you along the way,
yeah.
Because that's a lot for someone, especially your age, to handle.
Oh, totally.
Without any adult help, you know.
Well, it's kind of like you almost, you know, she's talking about like, well, the way my mom used to be. And it is almost the way, like, you almost have to like mourn that. Like the loss of like, you know, like how your mom was.
Yeah.
And like let yourself grieve and like, you know, like still honor her and like remember that. And but also like it gives you space to accept like where your mom is at now.
Yeah.
And like to be able to, you know, come alongside her and find like the joy in the moments that you are able to have those interactions. But also, you know, be there to support and not take things personally when she is in a low point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man, this is really tricky.
Yeah.
And another thing, and I literally jotted down so many mental notes that I was taking while I was reading your letter. But another thing I thought about saying, and I think I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think it's good when people are going through stuff like this to kind of bring back happy things.
Yeah.
Because mental illness, and I think the state of your mom's mental illness sounds pretty severe. Maybe even treating her to like painting her nails or having a girl movie night, watch a rom-com with her or something like that, to just kind of remind her and yourself really, that you're still family and she still loves you and you still love her.
Yeah.
And it is a distraction, and it's not going to fix the problem, but I think it's a good reminder of like love and life and family and how that's not going to end.
Yeah.
So when you're feeling up to it and when she's in a good mood, maybe kind of spoil yourselves and do something fun like that. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You could even just write her a thank you card for, you know.
Yeah, to just like pour into her.
Yeah because she's going through it too.
She mentioned that her brother doesn't handle things well and he gets angry, and that her dad, like the fighting. So there's a lot of other people that I feel like you've got to like address too. Like I would take your brother to lunch and just be like very raw with him and be like, hey, this is really like affecting me.
Yeah.
And I know that you're going through your own thing and I am too. And like, this is where I'm at. But like, I would love support in this area, or with your dad, and being like, dad, like when you guys fight, like it really affects me. And like, I love you guys, but like, it's really weighing on me. So that way, you know, and with anything, when you come to someone and you ask for support, there's always a chance it's not going to go the way you want it.
Right. Right. Which is, you just have to.
Yeah. But honestly, it could be something where they're like, oh, I didn't even know it was affecting you, you know? Mm-hmm. So
especially, I feel like especially, your dad.
Yeah.
because with these situations, usually money gets involved. And, yeah. And that is so much more stressful.
Yeah.
On top of it. So, yeah, he might not even really know.
Yeah. Well, and they're probably all processing in different ways. Yeah, you know, and different stresses. So, yeah, I would just like have your moments, find, you know, find your new things at work, find your new routines. But above all, make sure you're taking care of yourself and making sure you're healthy and you're separating yourself when you need to and you're feeding into yourself and find good support, whether that's a chat room or, you know, another friend that you reach out to. Go to like your school counselor and just be like, hey, like, could you do some research? Like, what's available in our area that I can like kind of access? Or maybe she'll be like, hey, like, why don't you come every fifth period and like hang out with me? You know what I mean? Like, just start to kind of put feelers out and see who you connect with.
Yeah. Because there's things out there. You just have to actively look for them.
That's She know, like she even said, like, I feel like other people have gone through this. And I am so sure. I know personally people in my life that have dealt with mental illness in their family. And, you know, it's a hard thing. But it's I think definitely need like a good support system.
So thank you, Julia, for writing in. Yes. And thank you for being so vulnerable with us. I really hope that this helps. Yeah. Again, don't forget to check out that website. And
can you say it again? I already forgot.
Yeah, it's mentalhelp.net.
Okay.
And yeah, there's just a lot of information there. And then I think the chat rooms are going to be.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Great and helpful too, because it's helpful reading about stuff online, but it's so much more helpful when you're talking to someone who's going through the exact same thing, you know? So yeah, hopefully that helps you out. Deep breath.
I know.
That was heavy.
Yeah, but thank you, Julia. We will definitely be sending out prayers and vibes and
all the positive
things
your way.
Wishing you the best. I feel like I need to like breathe.
I know, same. So Taryn and I have been talking about when we have more serious things like this and how we love them. We love all the letters. But we were saying maybe we should start ending them on like a lighter note.
Yeah, well, I know, like,
if it is more serious.
The other day, like, well, so even for us, like, we'll end recording and like, and you know, it's like, okay, like the clock stops, like we're getting ready to go on with our days, but I'm like, oh, like I feel like heavy, you know?
Yeah, because that's heavy stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about, I personally have a plethora of like really cheesy jokes that I know that like probably only I will find funny.
That's not true. Someone out there, Mark will laugh.
I can't see Mark. Okay, I'm watching you. Okay, so I'm just going to say a few. And this is not to like distract. It's just a lot. It's bringing up our moods. We're just like lightening it up so that we can go on and kill our Mondays. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Okay, I'm so excited.
I have a few. I'm just going to say them. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Are you going to like guess or no?
Broom. I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my head.
No, ready?
Yeah.
Supplies.
So stupid.
So good. Oh my gosh. This one I didn't get, and then I started crying when I finally got it. Okay. What is Forrest Gump's email password?
I don't know.
One, Forrest, one. Oh, get it? Because like run. Yeah. I didn't get it, and I stared at it, and then I finally said it. Oh my God,
it's so terrible.
It's so good. Okay. Okay. If you're American when you go into the bathroom and you're American when you come out, what are you in the bathroom?
European.
What? How'd you know?
I had to think about it for a second. But
you just came up with that? Are you heard it?
No, I for sure you're just so got smart. That. Thank what you. Thank heck? You. I'm proud of myself. I never
I'm
do
proud
that.
Proud of you too. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Italian chef who died?
No, I did not.
He passed away.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Those are like some cheesy dad jokes. It's cheesy. So good, though.
It's so, but those are honestly, like, the jokes that kill me.
I know.
Like,
they do.
I had so much fun looking those
I'm
up.
Sure you did. I could like just picture more. You in front of your laptop just Googling them all. Oh, my gosh. Ew. Well done. If you guys want More lighter note. Jokes.
Endings.
Endings. Yeah, let us stories, know. Stories, shorties.
Because I could get used to this. Like I said, I got plenty of material for the Inspire
episodes.
We
can for sure start ending episodes that are more serious.
You guys could send in jokes.
Oh. If you have funny jokes.
Or a cool quote.
Or a funny shorter story. Because we've asked for like funny, embarrassing
like
situations. But if you have
less.
Like a short one, we'd love those. And we could end them with one of those. That'd be fun. Cool.
Yeah. Little encouragements.
Yeah.
Little snippets.
Little things like that. Yeah. We love a good laugh.
But if not, I'm ready.
Karen's ready.
I'm ready.
And she'll have her
all the jokes.
To brighten all of your Mondays.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, thank you guys for writing in. We can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
And yeah.
We appreciate
all
you
we
all.
We had to say. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Bye.